I stayed longer than a year. I became sort of enamored with what I was doing down there because I didn't have any pressure on me, and I loved that. So rather than 1 year, I wound up staying seven. 2 years before moving back, I had met this lady at a cocktail party, and things are rather different down there. By that time, I'd purchased a home, and I'd dated a girl for a couple of years, and that didn't go anywhere, so I was still at home raising my children, and I was doing a lot of watching TV, but particularly reading a lot. I love to read fiction and all. And so she called me up and said, can we have a drink after work? And I said, well, sounds good. Why don't we just include dinner? Because I wasn't dating. I'd been at home for 4 or 5 months. We started dating, and as I said, we dated for about 2 years before I moved back to Tulsa because of the booming oil business at that time in 1980. I moved into the Reunion Building downtown now. It's in between Bank of Oklahoma and the Chase Manhattan Bank. So I started my own oil company there, called it Warren Energy Corporation. And my oldest son had graduated with a land management degree from the University of Oklahoma. So he came in with me, and we had a person to answer the phone and do typing for us on contracts and things like that. I operated that company from the summer of 1980 until about the spring of 1983, and I ran out of money. We hit some significant wells, and I had investors. I had some very good people in Tulsa who invested with me. Henry Zero was one of them. Bob Lorton was another one. They supported me and believed in me, and I did well for them. I made money for them, but it really took a lot of money to buy leases at that time, and the wells were costly. About that time, my dad fell and broke his hip and went up to the Mayo Clinic for the operation. And I went up to the Mayo Clinic and asked him if he wanted me to work in the foundation. He said, well, I've been waiting for you to tell me you would want to do that. And that's when I started work with the William K. Warren Foundation. I was their chairman and chief executive officer for 22 years before I stepped down 4 years ago and my son John Kelly took over.
The lady you met who called you and said to go for a drink, what was her name? Did you ultimately marry her?
I ended up marrying her, yeah.
And her name?
Was Suzanne Marganat. But I moved back to Tulsa, and I moved back in the summertime, and we still continued to correspond and see one another. And late November, we decided to get married, and we were married in December. She didn't have any children, so I wanted her to have children. And together, we have had Andrew, who is 27 now, and he works in the oil company with me. And then I have a daughter. We had a beautiful daughter by the name of Dana, and she's a medical student at Vanderbilt University and is getting married here January 1st. Hmm. It's like the Navy. They get 3 days off.
I believe in 1956, and you were 22 years old.
Yes.
Your father sold...
He sold Warren Petroleum to Gulf Oil.
To Gulf Oil, uh-huh. Right.
But they sold out for many millions in 1956. That was sort of a shock to me, too, because having had that experience in the oil business, I always thought that I would go in to eventually work with Warren Petroleum. I understood it, but didn't quite understand it so well at the time why Dad sold it. But I made my real money in the cellular telephone business.